you've been watching this since the announcements, then you for sure know the news that Pastor Mark has accepted the call to be a pastor at Jefferson Center Presbyterian Church. We will miss him dearly. But what I might not miss is the sermon series ideas that end up testing my abilities to use our theme in the context of a sermon appropriate for the church season. Usually, at least one sermon fits in the category that I like to call Stump the Chump, with me being the chump. Today's sermon pairing fits in that category, as it is Palm Sunday, the day we celebrate Jesus entering into Jerusalem. There are palms waving and cloaks being thrown into the ground. People are shouting, Alleluia! And crucifixion is less than a week away. And your number two Disney movie pick is Finding Nemo.
There are 3.7 trillion fish in the ocean.
I have to find my son!
They're looking for one.
His son, Bingo,
Nemo
was taken to Sydney.
Oh, sure. That direction.
Walt Disney Pictures presents Pixar Animation Studios film.
Sweet.
Totally.
I gotta find my son, Nemo!
Go easy on him. He's lost his son, Fabio.
Fish are friends, not food.
Grab shell, dude!
Hatch is coming up, man!
You mean the swirling vortex of terror?
That's it, dude! Go, go!
Rogers!
Finding Nemo.
First you were all like, whoa! And then we were all like, whoa! And then you were like, whoa!
What are you talking about?
You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Apparently, we've got serious thrill issues of our own. Preachers do have a different kind of thrill issue. We take chances in our own ways, like preaching on the Gospel of Luke, for instance. I love preaching the Gospel, but to be totally honest, the Gospel of Luke can be hard for those who have ears to hear. Listen to this passage from Luke 6, beginning with verse 27. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. No, it's not always easy to preach the Gospel of Luke, especially when our culture continues to tell us not to share.
You rats with wings!
The bloke's been looking for his boy Nemo.
Nemo?
He was taken off the reef by divers and this...
There, take it, you Harry!
Fight!
Hey, say that again. You just said something about Nemo. What was it?
Mine?
The journey to Jerusalem with Jesus is humbling and hard. And even though there is some familiarity to the path, it still has its pitfalls to avoid and challenges to face. I wonder what it was like for the disciples who began with a man they thought was a teacher, a healer, maybe a prophet. Did they know what they were in for when a lawyer asked Jesus what he must do to gain eternal life? Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" And the lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" From there, Jesus tells the story that we know as the Good Samaritan, with the man left by robbers in the ditch, and then the priest and the Levite and the Samaritan who came upon him. I wonder if the disciples saw themselves as one of those passing by, or if they saw themselves as the one in the ditch, needing the help of the stranger. In Finding Nemo, Finding Nemo's dad, Marlin, doesn't even realize how much he needs the help of strangers. First, it's Dory, who becomes his companion along the way. Then it's a group of fish voiced by John Ratzenberger. And then it's Dude Crush.
Find your exit, buddy! Do you have your exit, buddy?
Yes!
Okay, Squirt here will now give you a rundown on proper exiting technique.
Good afternoon!
He's trying to speak to me, I know it! You know, you're really cute, but I don't know what you're saying! Say the first thing again!
Okay, Jellyman, go, go, go!
Most excellent!
Now, turn your fishy tails round and swim straight on through to Sydney! No worries, man!
Bye, Jellyman!
You tell your little dude I said hi, okay?
A few years ago, Pastor Mark preached a beautiful sermon on the text of the Good Samaritan, reminding us of our own frailty and of God with us, especially in places and with people where we don't expect God to be. Mark's sermon asked us, "Who is my neighbor?" Your neighbor is the one who scandalizes you with compassion, Jesus answered. Your neighbor is the one who upends all the entrenched categories and shocks you with a fresh face of God. Your neighbor is the one who mercifully steps over the ancient bloody line separating us from them and teaches you the real meaning of good. From the pit at the side of the road, the disciples continued on a journey to the land of the lost. In short order, beginning in Luke chapter 15, a sheep is lost, a coin is lost, a son is lost. Actually, two sons are lost. At the end of this parable, when the younger son returns, it's the older son who begrudges him the celebration upon his return. Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." God is reckless with grace, extravagant with mercy, and absolutely wasteful with love. It's a lot to take in, even for the best disciples, and you wonder how they kept on going on the journey.
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Dory, no singing.
I love to swim in.
Dory.
When you want to swim, you want
See,
to
I'm gonna get stuck
on.
Now with that song. Now it's in my head.
Sorry.
Sorry, I had to get that in there somewhere. The disciples don't know it, but as we head into our passage today, they are very close to the end of their earthly kingdom journey with Jesus. Luke chapter 19, beginning with verse 28. Listen. When Jesus had come near Bethphage in Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you untie it, just say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road, and as he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." The stories of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Over and over again, the message of Jesus, whether it's a parable or a teaching or how he acts, over and over again, the message of Jesus as a call to see one another, to take care of one another, to be community for one another.
You heard my son? Come on!
Dory, we have to tell everybody to
swim down together! You understand what I'm saying to you? Swim down!
I know we're not a bunch of fish, but when we see one another for who we really are, beloved children of God, called as individuals to make up the community of faith, that's when we see Jesus. In the name of the Creator and the Christ and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Here we go! Next up, knowledge!
Bye, son! Have fun!
Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Dad, you can let go now.
Sorry. Now go have an adventure.
Goodbye. See you later, kids.
Bye, Elmo.
Nemo.
Nemo.